That third voice you hear in the studio is Miss Karen Pickard. She is with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, guys. It's good to be back.
Good to see you.
Especially because she came with treats.
Well, it is a new year. I figured I should.
Well, you haven't brought me anything since last year.
I know, I haven't. So. Rude of me.
How's your New Year's?
It was excellent.
Uneventful?
Uneventful, very quiet. I actually was in bed by 9 o'clock, but that's what I usually do anyway, so that's okay.
That's fine. You know, either you go for it or you don't go for it. You don't do what I did, which was stay up till 11:40 and then just say, you know what? Enough's enough.
Come
I'm done.
Really? You got that close?
I did.
You got that close.
I got that close and I still
would have made
it
to midnight at that point.
That was pretty pathetic on my part.
I can't figure out if this is my, like these, I'm aging into a specific group of friends right now because I'm the only one in my friend group that stayed up. We stayed up till 2 a.m. I mean, we were dancing and partying. We had a great time. I mean, we had two friends with us. So my one friend stayed with us. Rex, my radio show co-host on Saturdays, he was with us.
Well, that's good.
But everybody else, like all my girls on my group texts and everything, they were all in bed at 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Everybody I knew was sick. I mean, honestly, the flu was rampant, and so it was just like, okay, we're just going to hunker down and not do anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to get the flu.
Well, Holly's little friend, she was texting her friend. She said, are you getting ready? It's almost time. It's the countdown. And her friend goes, no, we're all in our own rooms. Like, her whole family had, like, all gone to their own bedrooms. They were all, you know, on their devices. And Holly said, we're going to FaceTime with me, and we're going to do the countdown together.
Good job.
We FaceTimed with her buddy while we went through it.
And everybody's got to do their own thing.
Yeah,
and then we get to 2024.
I know, I'm throwing serious shade on people who can't stay up to midnight one night a year. It's one night.
I'm old. I'm not sick with that.
It's one night. Make it special. Take a nap in the afternoon. Get yourself ready for it and celebrate. There's a good reason to celebrate.
It is a good reason. And it is fun to do that if you are up for it. But again, like I said, nobody I knew was doing anything this year. So it was like, okay, well, let's just stay home and hunker down. However, once you get past New Year's Eve, what do you get to? New Year's resolutions, folks. And I know you already talked about some of your least favorite New Year's resolutions.
Least
likely.
No,
I like cheese. I like cheese. Put cheese on everything. I don't care. I want to talk about reasonable New Year's resolutions because we all make them, even though we say we don't. We try. Maybe I'm going to lose weight this year, whatever it is. So this is my list of do's and don'ts for New Year's resolutions, mine and Dr. Google and everybody else's.
Sure.
Keep it simple. That's the first one. Do not try to accomplish losing 100 pounds in 6 weeks because you're not going to do it.
Right.
You know, let's be reasonable. Maybe 5 pounds in a month. See what happens. And if you lose that 5 pounds, then try another 5 pounds. But don't make it unobtainable because when we start making unattainable goals, we get frustrated and we quit. And then that's the end of that. You know, my big one this year, besides losing weight, because I've got to do that, but is trying to accomplish some of the clutter in my house.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say the whole house is going to get decluttered. I'm going to start with one closet.
Yeah.
And get through that closet. And if that works, then I can maybe go into another closet. But make it an obtainable goal. It's got to be reasonable.
It matters.
It does.
It does, yeah.
It really does.
Well, and we talked about this with Chris Wooten last Wednesday because he said it didn't take you 6 weeks to put on that 100 pounds.
Amen.
Why do you think it'll take 6 weeks to get rid of it? Yeah. He said if it took you 10 years to put it on, it might take, you know, four or 5 years to take it off.
Sometimes people have medications that help make weight gain a little worse. But you got to watch that kind of stuff. Be reasonable with yourself, though.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be so frustrated by the end of the first week that you're just screaming and hollering. I once read about a diet plan that if you really like chocolate, give yourself one Hershey's Kiss a day if that's what it takes.
Right.
It ain't going to kill you to do that. Speaking of eating healthy, are you eating healthy? And that's a goal that everybody says, well, okay, I might not lose weight, but I'm going to eat healthy. What is eating healthy to you might not be eating healthy to me. I fried foods. Should you stop eating fried foods? Well, there's some fried foods I'm just not going to stop eating. I happen to like fried fish.
Well, you got to have quality of life too.
Right.
You
exactly.
can't. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I'm not. I'm going to sit here silent on the food stuff because I'm the last person to offer anybody advice.
But deprivation.
On National Buffet Day.
Deprivation doesn't help anybody. And yeah, I was about to say that. What should you give up in the new year? Possibly buffets.
No chance.
That's
not ever going to
happen.
Gonna do it. No.
And why didn't they bribe you with buffets and things on the float?
I don't know. All I can tell you is as long as there's a buffet, there's Yeah, I'll find my joy.
I will, and go for it. But, you know, okay.
But I don't go all the time. Once a month.
You don't go all the time, and you don't, well, maybe you do eat everything in sight, but it doesn't, if that's the one time you do it, then you worry about it tomorrow. That's okay. Because when we deprive ourselves, it makes it much more frustrating. If you really do want to eat healthy, though, there's so many online food groups like HelloFresh and all those kinds of things that are out there. Get food delivered and start cooking. My son, I have two sons. One of them loves to cook like his dad and is very health conscious. The other one, his idea of healthy eating is eating at Chick-fil-A instead of McDonald's. He decided to try. Y'all are both
I'm over here
days.
Like, well, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but you should eat more other foods than Chick-fil-A. But he started doing HelloFresh, and I've watched him lose weight, and he looks better, and he's healthier, and he's learned to cook, and he's having a good time doing it. So, you know, think about things like that. There are a lot of things out there that make your life more convenient.
Well, and some of them some of it's about aesthetics, right? Like how you look and how you feel about yourself. But some of it's about energy.
Yes.
And eating the foods that give you high energy versus eating foods that take down your energy and make you feel, you know, sleepy or sluggish or whatever, right, or not able to concentrate, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, there used to be a talk show host who used to talk about eating sugar all the time. And he would laugh and say, you know, I can go get a milkshake or eat ice cream or eat all the cookies, and I'll run around for about 20 minutes, and then I'm dead.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired and so crashed and so burnt out. And it's true. Sugar's really not a great thing for you. Energy drinks, I'm not real fond of. I know everybody's into them, but, you know, they do the same thing to me. I crash and burn after I take one.
I'm not a fan of energy drinks.
Yeah. Never had one.
I honestly have only had one.
Never had one.
And will never do it again because I don't understand them. But.
Yeah. They give me heart palpitations.
That's the thing.
I don't want that.
It's like taking a syringe and directly pumping caffeine right into your veins.
Yeah.
You know,
I drink hot tea. I drink coffee. Yeah. I know my limits as far as caffeine is concerned. But an energy drink,
Well, and my problem is I like coffee or I like hot tea. So I'd rather drink something like that than chug an energy drink just to get hyped up.
Right.
I don't know. That's just me. But, you know, all those things, think about what's good for you and what's not and what is obtainable, you know. And if you can't give up your buffet, don't give up your buffet. It's not reasonable for you. Exercise. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I merely am pointing out. I mean, if I'm going to be disciplined and I'm going to be serious about it, then, again, I'll treat it as a reward.
Right.
I will not go to the buffet as a norm. I will say, okay, I've been really good for the last 3 weeks. I think I've earned the right to go and enjoy this. It's going to be good for my mental health. I'm going to go enjoy it. And then I've got to get – the key for me is making sure the next day I don't let it extend into the next day or the weekend or whatever.
Right.
The next day I say, okay, you had your fun. Now I'll get back to a little bit more discipline.
Right.
If I could do that, then I've got the whole thing whooped. But unfortunately, I'm like a crackhead. You know, it's like the first time I take it, I'm
done. That's
your
first chance to getting better is admitting your problem.
Yeah. Knowing is half the battle.
That's right. Yes.
It's not just buffets. I mean, it's a lot of different things for me. But
well, it's friends bringing you brownies and biscuits and cookies. Doesn't help at all, does it?
Hey, that's what friends are for.
That's what they're for. Yeah.
Well, I don't
enablers.
Know that, I think that deprivation conversation is an important one to have because a lot of times when we think of things like a diet or going into your new year, new you scenario, like it is about making a change, and that change only sticks if you're committed to the person you're going to be on the other side, right?
Cool.
So I used to have a friend that said that there's nothing that tastes as good as being skinny feels. That was his thing.
And that's a good point.
When I see myself in the mirror and I feel so good about myself, nothing tastes better than that.
And that's a great way of looking at it, too, really, because that changes your whole perspective.
Yeah.
But, you know, I need a 360 mirror in my house so that I cringe every time I look at myself.
So I was thinking about that this morning, too, right? Like, I don't think we should take the approach of I'm going to diet or I'm going to exercise because I hate how I look.
Right.
As much as it's more I love my body and I want my body to be healthy and happy and energetic and these kinds of things.
And feel better and last longer.
Exactly.
And you know, all these New Year's resolutions that we're talking about are geared for people who are older.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily younger folks, because younger folks can get away with things that as you hit 50 and 60 and your metabolism changes, you really do have to think about things a little differently.
Right.
You know, you might not be able to eat at a buffet if you're 60, you really need to think about things like
no,
that.
Yeah, you do have to pick your battles.
Yes, you do.
You really do. Hold tight. We're going to pick one battle here. That is to go check the Fox Business Report. We'll come on back. The positive points on aging. Miss Karen with us from Oakleaf Village. I want you to stick around as we continue at The Point.
Mornings with Kev. Fireside Studio. It's Kevin Cohen.
Casey and Kev on a Tuesday. We're happy to have Miss Karen with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. It's our positive points on aging. We've been talking about New Year's resolutions, and more or less, not so much, it doesn't matter that it's January 1st or 2nd. It just matters about making decisions and being realistic about them.
Being realistic. And also, I do want to point out that if you are a caregiver of somebody who has dementia or an older person, you need to stay healthy. I mean, I watch my husband trying to help take care of his mother, and when he struggles, she doesn't get to see him, and when she doesn't get to see him, that just makes her sad. Mm-hmm. So try to stay healthy so that you can help take care of your loved ones as things change in their lives. And that leads to exercise. I hate exercise. I'm just going to say it right out there. I'm one of the few people who will admit my sister exercises all the time, and I hate it. So I walk. I do a lot of walking. And, you know, what is it that makes you happy? If you really are like me and willing to admit that you're not going to be that person you were talking about earlier today about going to the gym for the first 6 weeks and everybody crashes in.
Right.
That's when they make all their money because of all those people who swear they're going to go and then don't.
Yeah.
What is reasonable for you? Should I add another extra mile to my walking my dog? That would make my dog very happy. So why not do that? Take the stairs. Park at the end of the parking lot. There are a few things you can do that are reasonable and obtainable, and those help with your weight loss and your healthy eating and all these other things we're talking about. So think about what you can do that's reasonable in the exercise department. I'd love to take up Tai Chi, but I know I'm not going to. But, you know, you might be the person that wants to do that kind of stuff. They're online. Everything you need is online, folks. You don't have to walk out of your house to do exercising anymore.
But group fitness is a really good way to into fitness if you're not somebody that's into it. Like, if you join, I'm a member of the Columbia Rowing Club, so we go out, we have group rows 2-3 times a week, right? So you get a chance to go out there and be on the water with your friends and do this thing that you're all, you know, enjoy doing together. And group fitness has some accountability to it, too, because once you're showing up to these classes again and again, then when you miss one or two, when you come back for the third one, they're like, "Where have you been?"
Yeah. Well, and that kind of leads to the next thing that I was going to mention is reach out to new friends and old friends. And if you do join a rowing club, an exercise club, riding club, whatever it is you choose to do, you do make new friends. Mm-hmm. And that's really good for you, too. That's an attainable goal, is to have new people in your life to bring new things to your life. And that's kind of fun, you know. Everybody needs new friends.
Yes.
People come and go. People move. They pass away. They do different things. So everybody needs new friends. And if you do join a group like that, what a great way to meet new people and broaden your horizons. I'm a great believer in that.
I mean, I would warn people against, I'm just going to throw it out there. CrossFit is a cult. So I'll just go ahead and say, be careful with that.
I won't ever have to worry about that.
She says lovingly about her friends who CrossFit. But, I mean, the couple of times they've been invited to CrossFit, no. Just no.
never worry.
To each his own. You're part of the rowing club. I'm part of the buffet club.
It's group activities.
Exactly.
Kev.
Group activities.
This is how you can socialize.
My friends hold me accountable.
Yeah, exactly.
Kev, you only went up 3 times today. What's wrong with you?
That's a very good way of looking at this.
Yeah.
See, I love this positive point stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Reaching out to old friends is also a good thing.
Yes.
Did you used to play bridge? Did you used to row with somebody? Where have they been? What's going on? That's always good, because sometimes people need to be touched. Sometimes they need to know that other people are thinking about them.
Well, even your neighborhood walk, you said you take your dog, right? But there's other people in your neighborhood who are walking as well. And you see those people on the route and you kind of wave at them and expect to see them out and that kind of thing.
Right. And you check in on them, how the family, what's going on, you know, the neighborhood gossip. Do we need to worry about somebody? It's a good thing, folks, to be out there and talk to people. We've talked about this before. I know I'm antisocial. But it's a good thing to talk to people occasionally.
It's
so
essential.
Get to it.
It really is.
It really
is. That part of it, no joking or anything.
Yeah.
We've gotten so far away from that with our screen times and things like that. It's essential that you know your neighbors. It's essential that you have human interaction. We were built to interact with each other.
I will tell you, so Rex, of all the curmudgeons on this radio station, Rex is the curmudgeon-iest curmudgeon.
He is.
And on New Year's Eve, we were all having this conversation about how bad things are in the world, and putting that in like air quotes, how bad things the economy are, you know, how bad the political scene, all these kinds of bad, bad, bad. And he goes, you know what? If you go to real people, if you're talking face-to-face with a real person in the grocery store or at the comic book store or wherever you happen to be, it's not that bad. Most people are good. Most people are just doing the best they can to get by, and they're trying to be considerate of other people. Like, the real world is actually a pretty cool place to be in.
It is. And get out of, again, you heard me say it before, do not go to Dr. Google. It's great for a little bit of information, but don't rely on it for everything.
Good point.
You know.
Necessary point.
Necessary point. Keep up your doctor's appointments, folks. Y'all heard me do a whole segment on this a few months back. It's real important. That is a New Year's resolution we can all keep. Do you need to have a prostate exam? Do you need to have a mammogram? Do you need to have a colonoscopy? Nobody likes them. Nobody ever said these are fun things to let's go do. But go do them, folks, because they need to be done. And you taking care of yourself and you staying healthy means that you can take care of other people and be there for your friends, your neighbors, whomever it may be.
A lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
Preventative care is proactive care.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's certainly, if you look at the alternative, which is reactive.
Yeah, and then
wait till something goes wrong and try to fix it. Yeah, that's a lot harder.
That's not the solution.
Oh, yeah.
That is not going to solve any problems.
No. It really isn't. I'm really big on volunteering. I think this is a good time to say, okay, you know, maybe I will volunteer. Maybe I'll help at the hospital. Maybe I'll help at the pound. I don't know. Wherever your passion lies, volunteer somewhere. Go help somebody else. Meals on Wheels. You can deliver Meals on Wheels to your 90, and I know that because my in-laws did. you don't have to be in great shape. You got to be able to drive.
Right.
But you really just go do something like that because it gives back to the community. And I think that's another thing that social media has taken away from us. We don't give back to the community the way we used to.
Yeah.
You know, we need, whether it's a church or a synagogue, whatever it is you're doing, give back. Everybody has something that they need somebody to help them with. Doesn't hurt to do that.
Is that one of the things like gym memberships where a volunteer or a nonprofit organization see a surge in volunteers in like January, February timeframe, and then it drops off over the course of the year? I know that we see a lot of people that come out around the holidays to volunteer and to participate. But I mean, is that something that nonprofits see as well? Like that there's a huge swell of interest at the beginning of the year and then it kind of dies off by like June?
I would think so, except for I think you really hit the nail on the head when you get to the holiday seasons and the Christmas and all that stuff. I think that you really get inundated during November and December. And then I think people go, okay, well, I've done what I need to do. I don't need to do it again until next year.
Right.
I think that's probably more of an issue than in January. But I don't know. I'm not in nonprofit, so I can't really answer that.
Right.
But, you know, volunteering should go more than November and December. You know, those nursing homes still need the kids to come in and sing and all the rest of that kind of stuff. Keep your legal paperwork updated. Do pharmaceutical inventories. Pharmacists will always help you. These are just little things that you can say to yourself, I need to check this off my list and do them. Try something new. Try something new every day, whether it's Sudoku or crossword puzzle or whatever it is you want to do. Try something new. It keeps your brain active, keeps you going, keeps you healthy.
We should challenge that, Kev. To try something new every day. I see you almost every day.
Yeah.
Something new every day?
No.
How about this? Pick a word every day. Learn a word every day.
She already knows them all.
Fran's doing that on Thursdays.
Fran's doing that on Thursdays now. When we have our.
He said he's trying to keep up with my vocabulary. Exactly. So he's going to teach himself a new word every Thursday.
It's a great thing to do, folks, because our vocabularies have dwindled.
They have.
Yeah. Like. All right, whatever.
Sure.
But
they have LOL.
LOL,
No,
we don't
good
need
stuff.
To do that. There's a lot we can do, and keeping yourself healthy and happy for your seniors is good. If you have any questions, so please don't hesitate to call me at Oakleaf Village at 803-808-3477, or oakleafvillagelexington.com is a great way to see what we're doing at Oakleaf to keep our seniors active and healthy and engaged every day.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Karen.
I love being here.
Well, we love having you here.
Thank
really
you.
Do. Thank you. Happy New Year to you and everybody at Oakleaf. Thank you for the partnership. That's going to wrap it up for us. I'll be back this afternoon at 4 o'clock. For Miss Karen, for Miss Casey, I'm Kev. Thank you so much for listening to The Point. Have a great, great day.